True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Joining us on the line, tech reporter Mike Dubusky, with a look at Apple's big event. Apple set to unveil their new iPhones and more. And Mike, they're calling it awe-dropping. So my question is, what am I going to be more in awe of? Whatever device they show off or the price point?
Well, I think that will really depend on whether the price point changes with the new generation of devices. Of course, the tariffs hang over all of these devices, which are made overseas in a pretty big way. Apple's a big company. It can absorb a lot of sort of uncertainty in the market, but will it be enough to keep the iPhone prices where they are right now? I think it's safe to say that the prices won't go down, but that is something to keep an eye on once they pull their wraps off these new devices. In terms of what we're expecting, we are expecting a brand new iPhone model. This is kind of interesting. In addition to the base level phones and the pro level phones, Apple's also planning an ultra slim, ultra light version of the iPhone. The rumor is it will be called the iPhone Air, to kind of bring it in line with the iPad Air and the MacBook Air. We remember, 10, 15 years ago or so, Apple pulled the wraps off the MacBook Air by sliding it out of a manila envelope, and everybody in the room at the time kind of gasped. It's like, how thin can a computer be? That was kind of the idea with that computer. It seems like they're applying a similar philosophy to the iPhone now. Something to keep an eye on, though, is battery life. As we learned with the iPhone mini a few years ago, the smaller the frame of a phone, the less room you have for a robust battery, and therefore the smaller battery life you have. Something that really was kind of the death knell for that tiny device was that it just really didn't last that long in comparison to some comparably priced devices. However, this follows Samsung launching an ultra-slim version of its Galaxy phone earlier this year, so it does seem like Apple is at the beginning of a trend here with an ultra-slim device.
Ah, okay. Well, aside from the look then being different, you know, if you have a 12 or a 13, mm-hmm. what am I missing? What else is this phone going to be capable of?
Yeah, so 12 or 13 is now a significant amount of time away, right? 5, 6, 7 years in some cases. So the software is going to be different. Your phone is going to run more quickly with, you know, more advanced processing. Apple has really been making the argument for Apple Intelligence as a reason to bump up. If that is something that is interesting to you, generative artificial intelligence on your phone that runs locally, they offer that on the iPhone 16s and above. So we're still kind of in the early days of that. However, there are a lot of people who say that's just not that helpful to me. I don't really trust a generative AI model because it can be wrong. It can be kind of giving me unusual results. The cameras will be better. The sort of hardware on that improves year to year, albeit minimally, though, you know, 5 years ago to now, you will notice a difference. So that's something to keep an eye on as well as some just kind of, you know, here and there different features. We mentioned the artificial intelligence stuff, but they're also talking about, more improved battery life, bigger screens, a high refresh rate on the base level phone. This is what's known as ProMotion. So, you know, your phone will feel a lot more slick when you're kind of scrolling through things like that. It really gets at a kind of interesting question, guys, which is what do we want from our phones that they don't already have? And really, does Apple need to be updating these things every year? You know, the cameras are nice. The battery life is pretty robust. Yeah, sure, the price could come down a little bit. But, you know, at the end of the day, is there like a really key feature here, a killer app that it doesn't offer? I think it's kind of tough to think of something that, you know, I would want my phone to do that it doesn't already do in some way.
I can think of one. Just stop annoying me all the time. Just stop, like, just shut it for once.
I think that's the off button on the side. Yeah,
that's what we need to do. I feel like at the start, the iPhone gets launched, and there was kind of like this two-year cycle where they were maybe expecting everyone to update every 2 years, and every 2 years there'd be really significantly different phone out there. Has that changed? Has people's habits changed? They keep phones shorter or longer?
Yeah, what you're referring to there is what is colloquially known as the TikTok cycle, where on 1 year it's a big update, the tick, and on the next year it's a sort of subtler update, the talk. This is back when they did like the iPhone 5 and then the iPhone 5S, or the iPhone 6 and the 6S, and so on and so forth. They have sort of moved away from that. Each year there is a new iPhone generation, so last year was the iPhone 16, this year is the iPhone 17. However, again, as we've been talking about, the real fundamental changes to these things are not huge. And we're seeing, you know, more advanced design changes every 3 or 4 years as opposed to every other year. That being said, this has not really impacted iPhone sales. It took about 9 years for Apple to sell its first billion iPhones, from 2007 when it launched all the way up to 2016. Apple, as of this past July, has now sold 3 billion iPhones, which means it doubled its sales in the next 9 years, from 2016 to now. So they are growing. They are up even this year, 13% year on year. They've generated about $44.6 billion in revenue last quarter, according to Apple's latest earnings call. So they're doing a really robust business here. And, again, I think that just speaks to, you know, how fundamentally they've kind of wormed their way into a lot of people's tech lives. And, you know, it's not just generally that you're buying an iPhone. Generally, you want to pick up some earbuds maybe as well, because they work really well with them. Or maybe you like an Apple Watch because you like to exercise and go for runs and that type of thing, and it's a good fitness tracker for that sort of thing. So Apple doing a pretty robust business here. I think the tariffs are going to be something to keep an eye on, though, to see if that price does waver at all.
You know, for those that are hanging on to older iPhones, what is the cutoff for certain models being supported or becoming obsolete?
It's a good question. I think you have about 5 years of support. Apple really does keep these things kind of running, but they also encourage you to upgrade your phone, because while you might be able to run the latest software on an iPhone, 10 or 11, it's probably not going to be very robust. It's going to kind of be a little buggy, a little glitchy. It might crash occasionally, and that's just a hardware issue, right? The chips advance year to year, and some chips are really optimized to run the current software. For what it's worth, I've been playing around with the current iOS 26 version of the software. This is the sort of liquid glass design that they've been toying with for the last few months. That's going to roll out as a stable operating system today, or I believe it's supposed to be today, to all new iPhones. So if you even have a slightly older device, you can play around with this new thing. That's going to be a really big change for people to get used to, because this is a radical rethink of how the iPhone software looks. A lot of it is transparent. A lot of it is translucent. Some people complained when it first hit the scene, but I have to say I've kind of gotten used to it on my own devices. That is going to be one of the big changes this year, is this new liquid glass design on buttons and scrolling, things and stuff like that. So it's going to be an adjustment, but we'll have to wait and see. The thing is, Apple and iPhones are really brand loyal. So even if people don't necessarily like the new software, the new features, are they going to go and buy a Google Pixel instead? That's kind of a tough hill to climb at this point, given the robustness of their ecosystem.
Yeah, we got you and we know it. Hey, Mike, thanks so much. Mike Dubusky, tech reporter with us live here on WBEN.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.